he said. I've been there before. In the fall of 2002, CNN's Jamie Kellner made a presentation to the AOL Time Warner board on the status of the negotiations to merge CNN with ABC News. It went without saying that the key board member was Ted Turner, who'd made his reputation and much of his fortune by founding CNN and remained AOL Time Warner's largest shareholder even after the merger. Kellner had met with Turner several times as the discussions continued, and while Kellner couldn't quite say Turner was enthusiastic about the deal, he had conceded that the merger made financial and strategic sense. So it came as a surprise when Turner announced that he opposed the merger. Other directors, fresh from accusations that they had been far too passive in approving the AOL merger, jumped in with questions. What if the Pope were killed? Who would break the story first? Kellner wasn't prepared for such a barrage. This was just a preliminary discussion to introduce the directors to the concept. But when it ended, he called Iger to report that he'd met stiff resistance. Ultimately, the merger proposal was shelved. Whatever the merits of the deal, Time Warner wasn't in any position to consider another controversial merger. As 2002 drew to a close and Eisner sat down to write his annual letter to shareholders, his tenure as Disney's chairman and chief executive was at a low point. Disney stock had sunk to $14.14 on October 7, 2002. Much of the blame could be laid on the weak economy, the plunge in tourism, and the ongoing aftershocks of September 11th, all factors beyond Eisner's control. But as Gold's boardroom presentation had made clear, the downward spiral had begun long before September 11th, which had only intensified the decline. The tone of this year's letter was far from the gleeful optimism of the earlier letters, which had established the tradition of Eisner's chatty, personal, optimistic assessments of the company's progress. Now they were as much a burden as a welcome opportunity to highlight Disney's achievements. There was, of course, no mention of any boardroom dissension, something that would have been of real interest to shareholders. But much of the 2002 letter was nonetheless devoted to restating the moat strategy that Eisner had unveiled at the September board meeting. Predicting 25 to 35% earnings growth in 2003 and continued strong growth in 2004, Eisner wrote, "We believe this performance will result from the strategic action plan that was unanimously endorsed by the Disney Board of Directors in September. The past years have been disappointing in terms of earnings and stock price, but they have also been an exciting period of investment in our key brands, investment that I am confident will pay off well in the years ahead. These investments have protected, buttressed, and built our Disney and ESPN brands to secure their competitive advantage for a very long time. What these expansions and investments in Disney and ESPN have in common is that they all build on the uniqueness and relevance of these brands. In so doing, they have created a protective moat around these assets." He added that, "We now have a wide-ranging infrastructure supporting Disney and ESPN that will allow us to hold down capital expenditures while we seek to increase cash flow by building audiences for the branded businesses we have created."